does the refugee crisis, tampon tax and cuts all have in common? Well, they're all issues that require an immediate response, according to Labour MP Hilary Benn. Last week, the Labour Society organised a short talk and Q&A session with him, and we had a quick catch-up afterwards. He represents Leeds Central, the constituency that our university falls into. And he's also Labour's Shadow Foreign Secretary, which means he's a very important figure in Jeremy Corbyn's decision-making team. So, first of all, we asked him to describe what it is that he actually does.
Well, I'm the Member of Parliament for Leeds Central, so I represent all of my constituents. But as Shadow Foreign Secretary, I speak for the Labour Party in the House of Commons on foreign policy matters. So recently, we've got the EU referendum bill that is completing its passage through Parliament. We're going to have a referendum. Labour's campaigning for Britain to remain in the European Union. Obviously, we've got the crisis in Syria, the refugee crisis. Recently, I was in Jordan a couple of weeks ago talking to Syrian refugees so I could hear firsthand from them about what's led them to flee their country, what conditions are like for them there. And when the Chinese president came to Britain, Jeremy Corbyn and I met him. So I meet ambassadors, foreign visitors, and travel to other countries too. So that's my responsibility as Shadow Foreign Secretary.
We asked him how ethical he thought the UK's response to the refugee crisis had been.
Well, I think when David Cameron appeared on television and said, no, we're not going to take any more refugees from Syria. I think at that point, about 4,500 had made their own way here, and we had taken something like 170 refugees under the Vulnerable Persons Programme. And then very soon afterwards, we opened our newspapers. There on the front page was the picture of little Aylan Kurdi's lifeless body on that beach in Turkey. And I think that changed the whole debate. And the Prime Minister realised, well, I can't sustain this position. And I welcome the fact he then came to the House of Commons and said, we're going to take 20,000 refugees. Now, 20,000 over 5 years. The people I met in Jordan 2 weeks ago, it's no good saying we might be able to help you in 4.5 years' time. They need help now. So let's get on with getting those refugees in. But 20,000 is still small compared to the 630,000 in Jordan, which is a much smaller country than Britain, or the fact that Lebanon's population has increased by 25%. What we can do as a city is to make sure that those refugees are given a very warm welcome when they arrive. And we have a long tradition, including in Leeds, of doing that. And that's the kind of city we are.
And yes, he agrees that exploiting women by taxing their periods is just plain wrong.
Tampons are not luxuries. And we had a debate about this at the House of Commons. And it's wrong and it needs to change. That's what I say.
In response to cuts to services in Leeds, he explained that, unfortunately, Labour's hands are tied.
The council's in an impossible position, and it said the decisions it's having to make to cut the budget, I think it's about £2.8 million that they've got to save. This has been imposed upon them by the government, and they're having to make some really difficult choices to prioritise some things over others. I'm obviously concerned about the impact it's going to have. There's a particular service that supports people living with HIV in the city that's very concerned if their contract is not renewed. There's nothing that Labour can do about this for the next 4.5 years because we've got a Conservative government. So we need to get the economy to grow, because the best way to deal with the deficit is to get the economy to grow, because then the government has more tax revenue and we can fund and support the things that are really important.
And finally, the Snoopers Charter. It sparked much controversial debate about whether it actually invades people's privacy, but he reassured us that this wasn't the bill's aims.
You have to balance our privacy with the prevention of terrorism, serious crime, dealing with missing children. My child goes missing. And what's the first thing the police will do is to look at their mobile phone record. Has someone been calling them? Have they been calling someone? What if they have been groomed by somebody and they're doing it using WhatsApp or other internet-based services? So the argument is the tools that we need legitimately as a society need to catch up with technological change, and I accept that argument, firstly. Secondly, that data is just who's been ringing who or communicating with whom. It's not about the content. And for very many years, if the government wants to to bug people, to listen to conversations, they have to get a warrant. We argued as the Labour Party very strongly, you can't just leave that to politicians, you need judicial oversight. The Home Secretary says there will be judicial oversight, but it appears at the moment it's just oversight of the process rather than the evidence. And that is an issue that we're going to raise as the bill goes through. Thirdly, I think it's a question of trust. And part of the reason there's a lot of concern is because of revelations elsewhere, Mr. Snowden brought out into the public domain. And we have to find a way of rebuilding trust. But in the end, it is about how you strike this balance. And if you don't have the ability to do this, and then there is a terrorist attack and people get killed, society will come to politicians and say, what did you know? What could you have known? If you'd had this power, but you didn't have this power, and therefore you weren't able to prevent the attack. And if you're in a position of responsibility, these are the things you have to balance. Now, sadly, there are people out there who want to commit terrorist crimes and kill people. And so what Parliament will have to do is to work out how can we reasonably balance this, provide confidence that the powers won't be misused, and that's the other issue to do with trust. And therefore, you need very strong penalties if people use the powers to snoop on what we've been doing, because we have a right to privacy, but the question is, are we prepared to give some of that up in order to find our missing daughter, or to prevent a terrorist crime, or to deal with serious criminality? So it's a very complex issue.
I hope that's helped you get to know a little bit more about Hilary Benn, because providing that you do live in his constituency, which most of you will, he is your first port of call if you have any questions or concerns about life in Leeds or about what's happening in Parliament at the moment. And don't forget your local MP back home too. You can tweet them, inbox them, write to them, email them, or even see them in person. The options really are all there.